Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting.
Ah! You fucking lost your fucking veins.
Yes.
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cup.
I drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping by my
It's only a milkshake.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
In my sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, hey freaks! Timothy Sarah Lee Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. They call me Sarah Lee because I'm so sweet. And nobody doesn't like me. And in college, I would give blowjobs for cake. That's what the boys named me, Sarah Lee Henson. I have a great program for you. Extended edition of Distorted View Daily today, which means if you're paying members, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday story. We're going to get into that right now. If you are new to the program, what is Sextastic Tuesday about? I'm so glad you asked, even though you probably didn't ask. Nor do you particularly care. You just want some background noise during your daily morning commute. This careless fairy fits the bill. All right, Sextastic Tuesday is a simple bit where I try to find pieces of erotic fiction that are either poorly written or just disgusting or weird. The idea is not to get you off. Although these are sex stories, I don't want you soiling your pants or fingering your pussy. I mean, if you do end up doing that, I'm not going to complain. Send pics in vid, please. But that's not the goal. The goal is to creep you the fuck out. Let's not waste any more time and get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you what you want, what you need. Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. Lick my stink box.
All right, here we go. Sextastic Tuesday. Man. We'd been playing email tag for only a few days after I saw his ad online, looking for a scat top to feed him. There you go. It's all laid out on the table for you. We're talking about scat, baby. All right, so yes, he's looking for a scat top to feed him. He's hungry. I'd been back and forth with a few other guys, and I always chickened out. But this time, I have a feeling he's going to go through with it this time. But this time, I just called as I headed from school. "Hey, I think we emailed a little," I said. And he replied, "Oh yeah, can you come over right now?" "Sure," I answered him, very excited. I was so nervous I got a little lost, but finally found the house. A beautiful old place. I was nervous and called from across the street in my car. "Hey." "Oh, hey, come on in." "Well, how do I know you're not a psycho or something?" "Oh, I'm not. Don't worry about that. I'll come on down." "Well, what fucking psycho's gonna say, yeah, I'm going to kill you?" You caught me. Like, what kind of question is that? I went to the door and he answered in his briefs. A lot cuter and more normal than I expected. "No. That's a facade, my friend. He's going to eat your shit. He can't be that normal." We went upstairs and chilled for a few minutes before getting down to business. I started taking my pants off and could see him getting excited. He sat on the floor next to the bed, and I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. Well, they're not fucking around, man. They're getting right to the main event. Yeah, so I pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him. Ah, And this is the point in the podcast where everyone fast forwards 5 minutes. No, it gets good. You guys gotta, it's worth it, I think. It's pretty excellent. Yeah, so yeah, I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him, but not enough to leave me empty. I rubbed my hands on my ass, and I could feel it was still a little dirty. And a smell and glimpse on my hand proved it was the case. He's got like a little streak of shit on his fingers. I leaned back and pressed my anus to his eager mouth. Now, let me just say, I've had rim jobs before, but never from a guy. Yeah, he's straight. He clamped his mouth over my asshole and started licking. I don't know how he did it, but his tongue pushed its way into my ass. Like, plowing its way into my anal cavity. Yeah, so his tongue pushed its way into my ass, fucking and sending waves of pleasure like I've never felt before. He fucked my filthy ass with his tongue, cleaning out any bits of paper or shit that were stuck to the sides. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is brought to you by the Charmin family of toilet tissue. Charmin, squeezably soft. Actually, that's quite true. I've had instances before. Some toilet paper does that. Like, you'll be wiping your ass, and you'll end up with, like, little balls of lint or something. Little toilet paper lint balls. Shit balls, I guess. Dingleberries or something, because the lint balls of toilet paper attaches itself to your asshole hair. So it'll be later in the day, and you're, you know, watching television or something, and you can just feel something's not right, so you move your finger down to your asshole, and you have to pull to get the toilet paper lint ball free, and it hurts because it's pulling your ass hair. Maybe that just happens to me, I don't know. But all I'm saying is be careful when you purchase toilet paper, right? Alright, so yes, this guy is cleaning out bits of paper and shit that were stuck to the sides of his anus. I could see his cock hardening, and I knew that piss was ready to come out of my cock pretty soon. We moved to the bathtub, and he got onto his hands and knees without me even asking. I took my heavy, stiffening cock and aimed for his mouth. I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. Oh! That's like the wettest fart I've ever heard in my life. It's disgusting. I want to know who picked this story to read. I want to talk to them. All right, where are we at here? I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air. That reminds me of a song, actually. Shit is in the air. Everywhere I smell around, yeah. Ha-ha! Shit is in the air. Every sight and every sound. Yeah. And I don't know what I've been eating, but it's sliding down my thighs. And I know it's something that came from within, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Shit is in the air. Yeah. Shit. Wow, a musical number and everything. What a treat for you guys. You came on a good night. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air from my fart as my piss splashed into his mouth, against his tongue, dribbling down his chin onto his cock. You like that? I asked. He nodded eagerly and tried to say something, but my hot, sour piss just poured out of his mouth. By the way, I think I've had that once. It's pretty good. Hot and sour piss. I had it at the Szechuan Cottage. It number four. It good. Spicy, yeah? You want egg roll? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So yes, it was a beautiful sight. Complemented by the air, thick with the smell from my ass of what was to come. That's a beautiful line. I finished with most of my piss, and I could feel that my shit was ready to burst out the other side. I turned around and resumed the same rimming position, pulling his piss-drenched face back to my dirty asshole. I could feel his tongue probing deeper, and I clenched my muscles back at him. My shit-smeared ass opened with the probing of his tongue, and I could feel it swirling around and around my hole, widening my anus and cleaning any remaining shit from the past few days still stuck on. Ah! past few days? Use some fucking wet wipes. Clean that up. Wet wipes. I'm a big advocate. At the very least, wet some toilet paper and get that encrusted shit out. Come on, there are options. I squeezed and felt my colon muscles pushing the shit closer to my anus, closer to his tongue, where he could soon taste the tangy tip of a semi-soft turd. I knew the dank taste of my log had hit his tongue when I saw his cock jump underneath me. I aimed my cock at his and let loose with another stream of hot piss. Ooh, this is getting frantic. I was clear he was loving that. Tasting my hot turd drove him crazier, and the suction now started to move the log out faster than I was pushing it. I could now feel the shit from my own asshole pushing its way into his eager mouth, which was pulling it as I pushed. He bit off. Here it comes. This is gross. He bit off a soft chunk of my brown loaf and filled his mouth with the mush. Some peanuts and corn mixing with the clay-like delicacy. He swallowed and moaned loudly. "How's that?" I asked. He responded, mouth full of my waste and clamped to my wide-open anus. "There's more where that came from." I squeezed. He sucked. A few more inches worked their way out, and he sucked my shit like a hot cock before biting off a little more. It was more than he could chew, and I heard a splat, splat, as a few pieces of shit hit his bathroom floor, melting it in the puddle of my yellow piss. The stench was growing in the room, and I choked a bit on the thick air. He swallowed more. My ass was ready for a little more feeding, and my toilet's mouth was more than ready to take what was offered. I could feel a little more piss coming through my rock-hard cock, and I aimed it back, soaking down his chest, washing some... Who is into this? Sophia. Sophia, if you are into scat, I want you to email me immediately. We will set up another interview, because I've got tons of questions for you. If any one of my listeners could possibly be into scat, it would be Sophia. And that, I'm not saying that to be rude or anything, but she's into a lot of different kinks, right? So, you know, if you're into it, email me. I'd love to chat. Where were we? He was swallowing the last bits as I pushed my dick past his brown stained lips, looking themselves like an unwiped anus as I was shoving it open with my thick cock. It didn't take long. I pumped my cock in and out of his mouth. It came out brown at first, and then cleaner with each thrust. Ah! I could feel my cock ramming the back of his throat before pulling out and blowing my load on his piss-streaked, shit-encrusted face. The end.
That story gets you all wet and sticky down there? God, I hope not. But I do have something that should get your juices flowing. AdamandEve.com. They've got an amazing deal for you. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's 50% off using coupon code FREAK. Just type in the little promo code at checkout. You'll automatically see your immense savings. Plus, you're going to get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary, which means they've got all sorts of crazy products to jerk your pecker off or blast your pussy. They wouldn't put it quite like that, but they're not, you know, crass. They're a classy outfit, not like Distorted View. Check out AdamandEve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. This is a code just for my listeners. They feel bad for you over at AdamandEve.com. Or, you know, me putting you through that horrible, horrible story. They want to make things right. So, yeah, save 50% on just about any item using coupon code FREAK. Plus, 3 free adult DVDs. A mystery gift. Hold on. Is that all of it? Wait, I got a little more. There we go. Yes. Where was I now? Oh, yes. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. All so you can...
Yeah! You stroke that cock.
Stroke that cock.
Stroke it. Pump it. Pump that cock. Pump it. In and out. Just stick it in the hole and fuck it.
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Real quick, gotta mention, if you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, because today's program is an extended one. You'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Plus, on Thursday, I'll be doing an exclusive program. If you want to catch last week's exclusive Butt Fudge Sunday, you gotta sign up. And don't forget, Sideshow members get new episodes of Distorted View way before you free side fuckers do. I post new programs typically around midnight. The day hasn't even begun yet, really, and a new Distorted View is posted. If you'd like all of those perks, sign up right now. Help support the program, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've got a Distorted View Health Watch update for you. What's best for a wrecked rectum? Maybe an auxiliary anus. Kidding aside, scientists say they've created... This is such a weird article. This is a real news article. What's best for a wrecked rectum? I'm just joking with you. Scientists say they've created the world's first replacement anal sphincter. Ta-da! The circular muscle that rings the rectum, and predict it could make an effective treatment for fecal incontinence. That's potentially big news. Oh. Yeah, let it all out. Yeah, he's going to need a new one. Something's wrong with that model. All right. Very good. Thank you. That's potentially big news for people suffering from the embarrassing condition, given the limited effectiveness of the electrical implants, muscle grafts, and other treatments now in use. In essence, we have built a replacement sphincter that we can... An aftermarket sphincter that we hope can one day benefit human patients, said study author Dr. Khalil N. Bitar. Using human muscle and nerve cells, scientists were able to make the bioengineered sphincter in about 6 weeks. It was in the shop. The sphincters worked normally when implanted in mice. The ultimate goal of Bitar's effort is for doctors to take muscle and nerve cells from individual fecal incontinence patients and use them to create personalized, hardwired sphincters that would not be rejected by an immune response. You know who this procedure is really going to benefit? Gay guys and porn stars. They have more anal issues than anyone.
Stuff my fucking asshole. Yeah. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
You know what I mean? It's all about the ass in porn. And gay guys, well.
Very pretty rectum.
Enough said. Think about Kirk Johnson for a moment. You know, the goatsy guy, the guy who can literally take both of his hands, stick them in his ass, and it spread his hole wide open, exposing a red vortex of evil. There's no way he can feel anything down there. I wonder if this treatment would be able to help him. All right, the research was detailed in the July 2011 issue of Modern Rectum magazine. What? I want a subscription. No, the July 2011 issue of the Journal of Gastroenterology. Calling his work proof of concept research, Dr. Bitar said bioengineered sphincters might prove useful in the treatment of urinary as well as fecal incontinence, a term that covers both the inability to hold a bowel movement until reaching a bathroom and the accidental leakage of solid or liquid stool while passing gas. All very real problems. Nearly 18 million Americans have fecal incontinence. Risk factors for the condition include nerve or muscle damage, hemorrhoids, poor overall health, and injury to the pelvic floor tissues during childbirth. It would totally suck to break your pelvic floor, wouldn't it?
Oh my God! No, no! Oh my God! Oh my God! No move! No move! No move! Oh my God! Oh! It's the worst I ever seen! Watch out! Oh! Oh my God!
It's like a public service announcement for
fecal incontinence.
The worst
I ever seen taking shit out of here! Oh my God!
What a loose asshole will do.
Oh my God, man! I never see this in my life!
Cocky.
Oh God! It's the worst I ever fucking see.
He must be a first-time porn guy if he's never had to experience shit dick before. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Las Vegas.
I'm not taking a chance on some motherfucker out here. She's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word nigger sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some nigger heard us say nigger and turned us into the Inquirer magazine. Our career is over. If Leach was dating a nigger...
You know what a very politically correct dog the bounty hunter means. It's time for Distorted Views, Axis Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood. Who is Angelina Jolie banging? Extra. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight. It has to do with Corey Feldman, who's not really a part of Hollywood anymore. Corey Feldman has no idea what it's like not to be famous. Really? After... What has he been doing the last 20 years? After all, he starred in a McDonald's ad when he was just 3 years old. I literally was famous before I knew my name, he said. The ad led to film roles such as Stand By Me, Goonies, and License to Drive. He was a household name before he could read. I knew to respond to Corey, but I didn't know how to write it. I didn't know how to spell it. Poor Corey, right? But being famous and underage, he said, caused serious damage to him and his friends, including loss of innocence and a lost childhood. Feldman blamed the adults around him, not just those looking to profit from charming children, but also some with far more sinister motives. I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. Dun, dun, dun! That's the biggest problem for children in the industry. It's the big secret. The casting couch, which is the old Hollywood reference to actors being expected to offer sex for roles, apply to children as well. Oh yeah, not in the same way. It's all done under the radar. I was surrounded by pedophiles when I was 14 years old. I didn't even know it. It wasn't until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted till I went, oh my God, they're everywhere, he said. I hope Corey realizes that it's not just Hollywood where pedophilia is a problem. Pretty much every single Australian is a pedophile.
Happy birthday to me!
Yeah!
Well, today I'm 21 and officially an adult.
Officially over the hill?
Yes, Daddy. You'll have to find another special little girl.
I've still got your sister.
Anyway, I'd like to thank my parents for having me.
Every night for 10 years.
Stop being naughty. You know, I look at Daddy tonight and I still remember the first words he ever said to me after he raped me.
Don't tell Mom!
See what I mean? Australians. A bunch of rapists and pedophiles. All right, best PSA ever. Oh, the whole reason for this news story with Corey Feldman is because he's blaming Hollywood on the death of Corey Haim. The trauma of pedophilia contributed to the 2010 death of his closest friend and Lost Boys co-star Corey Haim. Quote, there's one person to blame in the death of Corey Haim, and that person happens to be a Hollywood mogul. And that person needs to be exposed, but unfortunately I can't be the one to do it. Really? What? Pussy. Feldman said, adding that he, too, had been sexually abused by men in show business. And it was hot. All right, so there you go. That's what Corey Feldman is up to. Finally today, a few unlucky souls were flying the unfriendly sky this weekend. It was plain madness! Chaos erupted on JetBlue's red-eye flight from Portland to JFK yesterday when a drunk allegedly urinated on a sleeping 11-year-old girl. Ta-da! The youngster was traveling with her sister and dad and had been left alone for a few minutes while the others used the bathroom. Robert Veeds, 18, stumbled from a seat 5 rows behind her and emptied his bladder right on her goddamn face. I was drunk and I didn't realize I was pissing on her leg, the 6'4", 195-pound man said. The girl's father caught Veeds midstream. I woke up to this man yelling and literally looking like he was about to punch the kid in the face, said the witness, who asked not to be identified. The father was screaming, "Fuck that kid! I don't want him near my family," the passenger said. Flight attendant separated the pair and removed Veeds to the back of the plane. They attempted to clean up the mess with liquid soap from the bathrooms and helped to comfort the traumatized girl. But the 5.5-hour flight from hell wasn't over yet. Man, this
flies in his door to view a news story. Roughly an hour before the plane landed, another passenger began to complain of chest pains and then vomited. The whole plane smelled like piss and vomit. Is anybody on this flight a nurse or a doctor? The pilot said over the public address system. We have a medical emergency. With no volunteers, the flight crew kept the man calm and tried to tidy him up, again raiding the liquid soap container. The pilots kept coming out of the cockpit to talk to the flight crew about what was going on. Six Port Authority cops met the plane at the gate at around 6:30 a.m. Two escorted the old passenger off, and four took Veets into custody. He was issued a federal summons for indecent exposure and then released. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, let's do our best in not pissing me off.
Hey, Tim. That's all.
Hello, thank you for the call.
What the fuck's going on, Tim? You fucking think you can talk about politics, you dumb fairy? Fucking on the second show, you talked about how, the Democrats, most of you think anything they want. Well, you dumb faggoty fuck. They got 2.4 trillion to spend on fucking giving fried chicken to the blacks and AIDS medication to the gays, when all the fucking 1 trillion over 10 years, 2.4 trillion for fags and blacks today, minus 1 trillion for shit over the next 10 years. Come on, Tim.
I think that shit was more of a needed thing, right, than what we really wanted.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, two things. One, I love getting a fresh TV in the morning.
Good.
Driving to work, it's like 5:15, and I don't have to listen to the day-old TV. I mean, not that the day-old TV is bad, but
it's
I like
just not fresh perk.
Fresh TV, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Sticking to your early morning schedule. The second thing was...
I listen to you guys. It's the number one thing you guys ever requested that I do is fucking post this thing in the morning, and that's what I do now for paying members.
Those corners you played, the Corey Tenet, you played a couple on the extended show and then one on the free side. How big are their cocks? Because they sound like they're doing some heavy lifting, and I can't imagine their cocks being
that big. Ugh, yeah. Fucking jerking my dick. Yeah, it really is strenuous for him. I don't know the answer to that. It's all audio. It's not video, so I don't know.
I don't
know how dicks are.
I called in today, but I just wanted to say that I have been doing the Cheryl Murkowski thing for years without even knowing who Cheryl Murkowski is. I'll do the breathing in thing. You gave tips about that on the, I'll give tips.
Yeah.
You like this?
Yeah, kind of, see? That's good. Do the Cheryl.
Yeah.
Do the Cheryl. Honey.
Oh.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. So everyone's trying out the Cheryl Murkowski impression.
Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you. Belated, but that's okay. I don't know. Okay, thank you for that. Next.
Hey, Tim, this is Spiral Ham Walker here. I got nothing to say. I just want to talk incomprehensible for a couple minutes. Chicka chicka boo boo boo. And now this is Ross Cleveland.
Chicka-pay.
I got nothing. I just don't like doing that. Okay, I'll keep listening to your show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much for that. Next.
Chicka, Tim. Lifetime Sideshow member douchebag here. This is a question for Brandon. Brandon, would you like me to kick your mom's ass?
I've got some very troubling news to report. Brandon got a hold of me this past weekend, and he said, Tim, I got in a fight with my mother. I'm now living with my father. And apparently he's not as funny as Brandon's mom. So needless to say, I'm very pissed. I mean, I'm happy for Brandon that he's out of this environment that apparently was bad for him or whatever. But it was hilarious. So I'm hoping something happens where, you know, he has to move back in with his mom. But until then, I don't think we're going to have much more from Brandon's mom. I mean, when you go, I'm assuming you're going to have to go visit her at some point. Make sure to bring a recorder on that.
hate you, fucking faggot.
Oh, also, I'll get right back. I'll be with you in a second, man, who just called me a faggot. I also got to say thanks to the Puerto Rican Fat Man. I got his postcard in the mail. And Virgin Sex Pet, who sent me all sorts of crap. Gay comics. he sent in a copy of Little Women, and he put dicks on all of the illustrations. Like, he really spent a lot of time on that crap that I'm just going to throw away. No, of course I won't throw that away. I'll display it properly.
Hey, you fucking faggot. What are you doing? You want to fucking twist my cock head, huh? You want to get the cheese off my cock?
Maybe.
Stick my dick in your fucking nasty hole.
My hole is not nasty.
Dick, clean it off.
I just got a new asshole, as a matter of fact.
Rub it on your face.
I don't know if you've heard about that procedure or not. All right, a couple more here.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's your one of your many female listeners.
Oh.
I don't have a name, but whatever. So I was listening to the Sex Pastor Tuesday today, which was awesome, as always. And you were talking about how you can't imagine anyone jacking off to, like, an elf fan fiction, I guess. Well,
you did, didn't you?
I actually have a furry friend who loves Elf. She has all the seasons and, like, a shirt and a keychain and, like, a bumper sticker on her car of it. And
really, Elf?
And that just, like, like, I just get around her and I'm like, oh my god, I
where would you even get Elf merchandise now? It'd be very hard to find.
Jagoo, Tim, it's Kate. And
hi, Kate.
I was listening to your podcast. And when you were talking about all those little red bombs, I think it might be, you guys, start fucking listening to the goddamn podcast where you call in for real. Timothy doesn't have bed bugs. He doesn't have fucking scabies. Jesus fucking Christ. Please catch up before you start calling in.
That's right. Well, the problem also is that I think the people call in right when I talk about it, but I'm so fucking far behind on my voicemails, and then I get mad at them because they're bringing up old shit. That's all my fault. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for being listeners. I was going to say paying members. Like, I'm ending the extended program. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it oh, God?
Don't tell Mom.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, rate us and review us on iTunes, stick around for extended content if you're sideshow freaks, otherwise I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day, bye everybody!